Blog Talk Radio.
It's what you want, babe. It's what you need, babe. We about to give you more.
That's been pent up inside for years. Exclusive type, only for your eyes and ears. You held it in for so long, you burst it into tears. The letter spills slowly across the page like a world premiere. We're lying, the bullshit begins here. The obvious cause, the effects is unclear. The punishment for crimes of the heart could be severe. Though to keep it on the low is a heavy cross to bear. You deep now, submerged with no signs of air. Still your sunken heart thumping like the kick in a snare. While on the surface, it's all turning to a circus. That's why you're nervous and you gotta right to be, cause if somebody would have done that shit to me, I mean my best man hitting my wife to be, my sentiments exactly would be history, you know what I'm saying, hey, my people's in a place, let's count it off,
1, 2,
tell
me what y'all
to
do, 3, 4, it's time for all of your
change, it's all the same thing, the same characters in the book with different names. It's a lot more to lose than you got to gain. You a lot more confused than hip to the game. To beat the script to the game, the price is pain. Men and women get into things, now who's to blame? When everybody whispering about whatever took place, and how the fact was denied with a straight face. Them lies hard to swallow from the bitter taste, but that's the point in the past that can't be erased. So motivate, though it's hard to let it ride or set aside true feelings. Underhand dealing, a lost trust. I wonder if we lost us. It's bigger than me and you, it's monstrous. So I'ma just calm down and shot of a relax before I clap the hammer, then the hammer, I tap, count on two.
Tell me what
y'all
to do. 3, 4, it's time
for all your suggestions. Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside and mix. 7, 8, no time to hesitate. So let's rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Back and undo our actions, change what happens, dissect the fractions, a time to rewind and be recorded absent, for real, cause these memories is photographic, pornographic, pushing me close to madness, head heavy like I'm tripping on acid tablets, yesterday as I recall was all fabulous, a thought so, but now it feel like shots hitting my torso, spent a lot of time and trust in the wrong place, fought a lot of fights, rolling with the wrong ace, love, stronger than pride, weaker than disgrace, I need room to think and space. But solid as a rock shall not disintegrate. Thoughts racing like they lunatics on the interstate. Real, yeah, ill, yeah. My people's in the place, tell me how to start. Here we go,
1, 2, tell me what y'all to do. 3, 4, it's time for all your
suggestions.
Rock and roll to your rolling rock. Then your rock to the rhythm and just don't stop. 5, 6, get up inside the mix. 7, 8, it's time to motivate. Rock and roll to your rolling rock.
Welcome to another edition of Conversations of a Sister here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ms. Tracy L. Bell. Thank you for tuning in tonight. Whether you are online or by phone for tonight's conversation, I sincerely thank you for tuning in. Tonight's conversation is the love and hatred for President Donald Trump. The love and hatred for President Donald Trump. And I'll be taking your calls in the studio tonight. Yes, my lines will be open in case you want to call me and add your 2 cents to the conversation. I must warn you, though, please keep it decent and respectful. You could dial in at 657-383-1255. 1199. Again, that's area code 657-383-1199. And just press 1 for me, the host. So, what is up regarding this love and hatred for President Donald Trump? Excuse me, listeners, I've been under the weather this week, but what is up regarding this love and hatred for President Donald Trump? I mean, all presidents have gone through it, especially when they are not elected by a particular party. And truth be told, this is what divides the country, and this is what divides us as a people. I mean, these parties, both Democrat and Republicans, are, in my opinion, the same snake with just two heads. That's what they are. They're just the same snake with just two heads, Democrat and Republican. But what must we say about President Trump? You either love him or you hate him. Yes, he can be petty and infuriating, indecisive, and divisive. But he is also a master at baiting anyone or any group that he thinks will get in his way by using dismissive name calling that invariably sticks to them. I mean, it's something that they just can't get over. And he has a particular fondness for attacking the media. I mean, I'm the only person I know that has ignored him gracefully is Oprah Winfrey. He came out on attacks against Oprah. I think it was maybe the beginning of the year when rumor had it that she might run against him. And he came out and said something real slick about her. And she was like, wow, you know, I must be important. I'm being mentioned by the president. She kind of just like brushed it off gracefully and with class. She did it very, very classy. And, you know, Michelle Obama said it best. When they go low, we go high. But 49% of Americans believe that President Trump is racist. And that's mainly because of how he's handled racial issues. And he's shown lack of concern and empathy as a leader. So that's why I believe 49% of Americans think that he's racist. Now, I watched a clip last month when he was in North Carolina handing out food and hot dogs to ravaged storm victims. And when I tell you the man was so nervous and uncomfortable, he was very nervous and uncomfortable. But he stood with kids handing out food, hot dogs, and supplies. And you can clearly see that he's not comfortable around ordinary people. He wasn't comfortable. There were times when he didn't even know what to say to certain people. And the words that came out of his mouth were inappropriate, but I gave him credit for trying. I mean, he tried. But he stood there, and he greeted, and he comforted people. And I could tell he was being coached, but he needed that coaching because he's not normal around ordinary people. But he tried. He really did. And I give him credit for that. For those of you who are just tuning in, we're talking the love and hatred for President Donald Trump. So, the biggest thing in the news is Kanye West visited the White House last week. And after he visited the White House, all hell broke loose on social media and almost every single news outlet. On CNN, Don Lemon said, Kanye at coon for white folks, shucking and jiving in the Oval Office with Trump like it reminded him of like a minstrel show. And, you know, Lemon went on to say that every black person in America was embarrassed by Kanye's praise and adoration for President Trump. I'm like, what makes Don Lemon think that Kanye behaved on behalf of every black person in America? But, you know, I kind of brushed that off. But Kanye's visit to the White House wasn't as a musical guest, but he was there as a potential policy advisor. And he was hailed by conservatives and rewarded with glowing coverage on Fox News. I mean, why not? They say that Trump basically owns Fox News. I mean, his oldest son is dating one of their correspondents. I don't know. I could be wrong. I think she quit. But she was a correspondent for Fox News when they met. But anyway, Fox News covered it glowingly. They had nothing but praise for Kanye West. They loved him. They talked about how they thought it was a good thing and so on and so forth. But in the meantime, back in the hip-hop community, their words for Kanye West was none other than humiliating, because that's what they felt. They felt humiliated by Kanye's visit to the White House. And Kanye supposedly headed to the White House to discuss a slew of things on his political agenda, including prison reform, racism, his controversial thoughts on the 13th Amendment, and underlying problems within the black community. But these were from Kanye's point of view. And he went to the White House sporting his Superman cape, formerly known as his Make America Great Again hat. And the reason why I say that is because he said when he put on his Make America Great Again hat, he feels like Superman. Uh-huh, that's what he said. The Chicago native, he went on his tirade in the Oval Office that basically rubbed black folk the wrong way. I mean, they said that black people felt uncomfortable. I don't know, because quite frankly, I didn't watch it. And I listened to half the news because my brother caught me ranting and raving about it. Half the night, people were calling me talking about it. And quite frankly, I really didn't care to hear it. I really didn't, because I don't give Kanye West that type of attention. And it was all talked about, but I just didn't want to cover it. I really didn't. But here we are a week later, and people are still talking about it. I mean, P. Diddy and the hip-hop community, such as T.I. and 50 Cent, they are just, like, disgusted with him. You even had Ayala Van Zandt. She even came out and spoke against him, as well as Charlamagne Tha God, the radio instigator. He came out, and he had words about it. You know, they said that Kanye was at his master's feet. You know, speaking of Trump as a slave master, they felt like Kanye was at his feet. Famed life coach Ayala Van Zandt, she set the record straight by stating, "Kanye West does not speak for me or any of my people," but she prays that he doesn't get choked on his Superman cape. And Charlamagne's sentiments were basically the same. He agreed with her that Kanye West doesn't represent the whole African-American community. And he doesn't. He does not represent the African-American community as a whole. This is very true. So the only way President Trump can represent the African-American community is by speaking to the African-American community himself. That's the only way he'll truly know what's going on in the African-American community. But Ayala Van Zandt, she went on to elaborate. She said, "I want to officially go on record to say that Kanye West does not speak for me. He doesn't speak for my son or my four grandsons or my great-grandson or my father who was refused VA benefits, or my grandmother who cleaned houses and scrubbed toilets." She said, "I pray he does not get choked up on his Superman cape." Those were the words of Ayala Van Zandt. Rap artist T.I. took it a bit further by stating, "This is the most repulsive, disgraceful, embarrassing act of desperation and auctioning off of one's soul to gain power." He said, "I've never seen anything like it." He continued to say, and he continued to call Kanye an ass-kissing, boot-licking, rap artist turned sucker that he's ever seen. He said, to associate himself with someone so vile, weak, and inconsiderate, he refuses to. He said, but this has a greater, it has no greater good on all of our people. Again, Kanye West does not speak for the African community as a whole. It doesn't. He doesn't. He does not speak on behalf of African Americans. Monica Brown, who is currently starring in a reality TV show with rapper T.I. Harris and his wife Tamika Harris, she put Kanye on blast. And she put him on blast for leaving the Democratic plantation. She said Kanye has always insisted that he is an independent thinker who doesn't follow the crowd. But she said that he seems to have started this walkaway movement that encourages disillusioned black people to leave the Democratic Party, if that's what they are. But Kanye has faced all kinds of criticism from other blacks or blacks in whole because they're outraged at his continued support of President Trump. I mean, really, to each his own. Kanye said that he loves the man. He said, I love that man, referring to President Trump. He said he's like a father figure to me. Okay, that's what he said. He said the man is like a father figure to him. And I mean, let's keep it real. Kanye has no father-in-law. So this is who he sees as a father figure. Maybe that's what Trump has been to him and for him. I mean, hey, we don't know. But he said he's like a father figure to him. Trump told reporters, President Trump, he told reporters that he and Kanye were friends for many years. And I think, you know, for some of you who may remember, my listeners, back in 2016 when Trump was running in the primaries, Kanye visited him many times. And he also vowed his support of him. So when Trump say that they've been friends for many years, who are we to question that or dispute it? So, I mean, come on. But Kanye's visit to the White House, since then, he has faced all sorts of backlash, from being called an Uncle Tom sellout to a man who is off his rocker and his meds. I mean, is Kanye's relationship with Trump sincere? Who knows? But at the end of the day, that's between them. But in the meantime, why are so many people hating him for his relationship or his association with President Trump? Why hate him? Why? I mean, one CNN contributor called Kanye Trump Kanye West. That was a mistake. I didn't mean to say Kanye Trump. One CNN contributor called Kanye West the token Negro. They said the same thing about Omarosa, and we see how that turned out. Omarosa had this great love and respect for Donald Trump. I remember her saying that when he won, when he wins the White House bid, all of those who doubted him will have to bow down and kiss his ring. That's what Omarosa said in an interview. And in all of her interviews in defending him, she was very indignant and very rude, but very sure about her respect for him. And now look, she wrote a book, she was fired from the White House, and now she's calling him a racist. Really? After working in the White House for damn near a year, she's now calling him a racist and spilling all of his tea in a so-called tell-all book. Really? No one believes Omarosa. They don't believe her. They are not even trying to hear anything Omarosa has to say. Because she's no different. Is hated just as Obama was. The only difference is Obama wasn't hated by the majority. Trump is hated by the majority. And T.I., the rapper, T.I. Harris, he's ramping up his vendetta against President Trump. I mean, he makes it very clear that he doesn't like him. But he's preparing to release a music video that reportedly shows a graphic sex scene between himself and First Lady Melania Trump. Yeah. The 38-year-old rapper released a one-minute clip the other day of the full-length music video on social media. And the video clip shows Melania, it's not really a Melania, but it's a lookalike stripper who's supposed to be Melania, dancing on top of a desk in the Oval Office, while T.I. walks in and sits in the president's chair smoking a cigar. So the gist is that T.I. is referencing the first lady as a stripper. Because, you know, it's been known that in her past she was a stripper, a prostitute. They say that she's a former model, but I hear that she's a stripper and former prostitute more than I hear that she's a former model. I don't have anything against her. Quite frankly, I like her. I think that she's quite classy. But that's my opinion. She makes Donald Trump look good sometimes until she opens her mouth. But that's another story. But the bottom line is the clip, T.I.'s clip was so deep that it prompted the first lady spokeswoman to call it disgusting. And she's calling for a boycott of T.I.'s music. Really? I don't think that'll ever happen. I mean, really? I don't think people will listen to the first lady spokesperson calling for a boycott of T.I.'s music. I don't think that's going to happen. And T.I. continues to write a scathing rebuke of rapper Kanye West, who spent part of last Thursday at the White House meeting with the president. And although T.I. is going on these social media rants, President Trump is ignoring him. Now, we all know President Trump can be petty, and he will respond to almost anyone, but he's not responding to him. He's definitely ignoring him. So, at the end of the day, we can't hate those who love their president. We have to respect the fact that that is their choice. Just like when Obama was president, those who voted for Obama had to respect or be respected for their choices. It's all about respect. But, I mean, Obama was disrespected, and so was Michelle Obama. They were called apes and monkeys to no end. So this, in my opinion, is really no different. It's no different. Just like there's a love and a hate for President Donald Trump, there was a love and a hate for President Barack Obama. It's no different. There was a love and a hate for President Bush. It's no different. There was a love and a hate for President Clinton. There's no difference. Those who don't vote or didn't vote for the person who holds the office, naturally, is going to be some type of disdain. So people are hating Kim Kardashian and Kanye West because of their choices. But that's exactly what it is, people. It is their choice. And we are going to have to respect their choice. And we are all going to have a difference in opinions. We are. This is on politics, sports, and especially religion. But we must remember to respect one another's opinions and preferences. And we must do so, and we must do it gracefully. Thank you for tuning in. And as always, you can visit my website at readywriterproductioncompany.com or my blog, where the conversations are never-ending and always continuing, at conversationsofasista.com. Until next week, whatsoever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, and of a good report, if there be any virtue and any praise, I want you to think on those things. Until next week, stay well.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment. This song is for you.
Today's a new day, but there is no sun.
and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day. But where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up, but a power that I can't explain fell from heaven like a shower.
When I think how much better I'm gonna be when this is over,
about it.